Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Kentucky's Governor Matt Bevin is asking for a re-canvass in this week's election. He's behind Attorney General Andy Beshear by about 5,000 votes. Joining me to talk about the role Northern Kentucky played in the election is WVXU senior political analyst Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Democrat Andy Beshear is the apparent winner in this incredibly close Kentucky governor's race, but Republican Matt Bevin is refusing right now to concede. It's so close, the Associated Press says, too close to call. Two Northern Kentucky counties surprised many in the Commonwealth when those counties' results were released. So tell us what happened.
What happened was, as you say, nobody was really expecting this, but Campbell and Kenton counties both went for Andy Beshear. And Boone County went for Bevin again, as it did 4 years ago, but by a considerably smaller margin. And it was clear that they were sending a message in Northern Kentucky. And I think what the message was that there were a whole lot of Republicans in those counties who had had enough of Matt Bevin and didn't vote for him.
Do you think those two Northern Kentucky counties turned the tide for Beshear that night?
It sure had a big impact on what happened. I think between the Northern Kentucky suburban type counties and a number of the counties down in coal country in Eastern Kentucky that flipped from Republican to Democrat on Tuesday, that had a big impact as well.
So why do you think those coal counties would desert Governor Bevin?
Well, I think that they were looking at Bevin and his chief supporter, which is President Trump, and who had made some very specific promises to those people about jobs and jobs coming back that had been lost over the years in all of coal country, in eastern Kentucky and southwest Ohio and West Virginia, everywhere. And they haven't. And those promises were never kept. And I think there was a lot of resentment around in that region of Kentucky about the fact that nothing has happened.
So moving back to Northern Kentucky, do those counties always support GOP candidates for governor?
No, generally speaking, yes, but not always. Steve Beshear, Andy Beshear's father, who was the previous governor before Matt Bevin, won those two counties as well in both of his elections. And but generally speaking, there are Republican counties. In Campbell County, Democrats get elected to local offices fairly routinely, but not state offices. Generally speaking, not president, certainly.
In the last debate between Bevin and Beshear, which is at Northern Kentucky University, Bevin suggested the much-needed overhaul of the Brent Spence Bridge could be paid for, at least in part, by tolls. Now, tolls are not popular with the Northern Kentucky business community. Do you think that hurt him?
Probably did, because it would appear from what we know of public opinion that public opinion is against that, too, in Northern Kentucky. So I'm sure that must have had some kind of impact. Whether or not it was a deciding factor, I'm not sure.
What do you think those results in Campbell and Kenton counties mean for the future of politics in Kentucky? Do you think this is a trend?
I think it could be a trend. I think it could be the kind of demographic shift that we've seen over the last 20 years, say, in Hamilton County in Ohio, that has gone from red to blue over a period of time. And you're getting a different kind of voter moving into Campbell County, moving into Kenton County, a younger, better educated, not really very partisan, but, you know, certainly not averse to voting for Democrats.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's senior political analyst. He joins me each Friday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.